Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't twist.
Right. Don't. Oh boy, don't get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing me another year to be with you people. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. The Ron Kelly Show is sponsored by Above High Media. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But right now, what is going on here? Oh, right now. All right. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. What a week. What a week. It's Thursday already. It's my, yes, it's my birthday. Thank you so much, everybody out there in Facebook land, who everybody who shouted me out for my birthday. Thank you so much. Everybody. I haven't seen all the names yet, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who there's a lot of people who wished me well on my birthday, and thank you so much. Thank God for allowing me to still be around and be healthy and still cognizant and all that good stuff. So thank you everybody for your well wishes for my birthday, which is today. Now, there will be a small intimate gathering of folks, family and friends who participate in this crazy life of mine. It'll be held in my fellow cigar aficionados. You can stop on over at the Railroad Cigars, 189 Pulaski Street in Newark. It's Saturday night, starts at 8 p.m. The R. Kelly celebration, me, you, and some food. Saturday night, 8 p.m. at Railroad Cigars. So all my cigar aficionados, you make sure y'all come on out. Railroad Cigars, 189 Pulaski Street in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Make sure you stop up and you check a brother out. I'm having a little intimate celebration there for my birthday. Once again, 8 o'clock, Railroad Cigars, 189 Pulaski Street in the city of Newark. Starts at 8 p.m. Food, fun, and whatever. Okay, so Jussie. You see, now I don't get any pleasure out of... I don't get any pleasure out of this. I really don't. But before I move into that, let me rewind for a second. I just want to congratulate Sharon Allen Chambers, who did receive her Ron Kelly Show gift pack. Now, there's four things in this gift pack. It's not some cheap nonsense. There's four items in the Ron Kelly Show gift pack that you might be able to get one of if you play your cards right. Now, there's a polo shirt in there, just like the one I'm wearing right here. This polo shirt is the same kind of polo shirt and the Ron Kelly Show prize pack. Also, there's a tote bag for the ladies. There's a tote bag so you can put your stuff in there. Your only way to work, you want to put your computer or whatever, or your lunch, or whatever the case may be. There's a nice size tote bag included in the Ron Kelly Show prize pack. Also, there's a keychain with a bottle opener on it. And in case you want to pop open a bottle, and there is also an ink pen, and all of these items are emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo. So, congratulations, Sharon Allen Chambers. She did receive her Ron Kelly Show gift pack, and hopefully, she'll post a picture of herself on. Hope she'll post a picture of herself on the web, on Facebook, wearing her proudly wearing her Ron Kelly Show polo shirt, just like the one I'm wearing right here. Also a gift bag and ink pen and bottle opener, all courtesy of the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Myra Lewis, who just told me, shout out to Myra Lewis, who actually had surgery earlier. I believe she did post it on Facebook. Godspeed. Hope everything worked out. Shout out to Charlene Presley, who I know is still hurting over the loss of her friend. Robin Wilson, and, you know, peace be upon her. She was very courageous with her illness. I believe she had breast cancer, and she's very courageous. And all the way to the end, you know, so peace be upon her. She's in a better place right now. But I had the biggest crush on Robin when I first met her years ago in the 90s, late 90s, I met Robin. But I just had the biggest crush on Robin Wilson. Shout out to Lamont Gates. The biggest crush on Robin back in the day. I'm a dark woman guy. I don't, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but I prefer my women to be dark, you know. And Robin was dark. And when I first met her, it was 96, maybe 97. Boy, I just was like so into her. But anyway, that might not be appropriate, but peace be upon Robin, and, you know, and she's in a better place now. Okay, so Jussie. You see, now, if you look back on the Ron Kelly Show, the archive, the Ron Kelly Show, blogtalkradio.com/the Ron Kelly Show is the archives. If you look back about four or five shows, just before, just about the same time this story broke, I was one of the first people who said, this just doesn't seem right. There's something wrong with this, because there was two... It was too perfect, in other words. It was too perfect, because you had the MAGA hat, the noose, which is a symbol of racism. You know, it was just, he really didn't get hurt. You know, you see, because when people, when people, Klan members or whatever, they just whoop your ass. They don't they talk about their political affiliation or anything like that. They just beat you to death. You know, that's the MO of the of folks who are anti-gay or anti-black. You know, they're not going to start screaming about Donald Trump. They're just going to whoop you behind. You know, so it was the MAGA hats. It was the noose. And it just was too convenient. It was just too convenient. So now you have all these folks who stepped up to the plate to defend his brother. You know, oh yeah, he, you know, some big names, folks who stepped up and tried to defend his brother. You know, which I wasn't definitely going to be one of them, because from the beginning I smelled the rat. I don't always like to be right, but this time I definitely was. So now what happens? He turns himself in to the police and pays $100,000 bond, gets out of prison. Now, what does this mean for the black community now? And doesn't this, and see, and all those folks have egg on their face. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, Jussie Smollett is innocent. Come on, Lamont, the jig is up. But this smacks of, you know, see, now those folks are sitting here with egg on their face because they defended this brother, Jussie Smollett. Some pretty big names. I don't have a list in front of me, but there were some big name folks who stepped up and said, no, this is wrong. Yeah, it was wrong, though, right? Because it would never happen. So this reminds me of Monica Lewinsky years ago, when President Clinton was getting his thing off in the closet in the Oval Office while Hillary was downstairs somewhere. Hillary was in the building. And this reminds me of that situation, because when Bill Clinton came out and said he didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky, everybody stepped up. Lots of folks stepped. Vernon Jordan, big name black folks, stepped up and said, no, the president is innocent. I believe him. I'm with Bill. As it turned out, Bill was lying, and he was guilty. And the lady had the, Linda, whatever her name was, had the dress. Shout out to Billy Moss. So President Clinton was guilty, but before he copped to it, all these folks stepped up to the plate. Oh, Bill Clinton, he's this, he's that. Prominent black folks, congressmen, you know, movie stars, all these people spoke up for President Clinton back in the day when he said, I did not have sex with that woman. and he looked, he was on television, national audience, and he lied. President Clinton, he lied. And you wonder how, see, white folks recover nicely. You know, white folks recover nicely. But look at Bill Clinton now. So what? It's 82 degrees there. Get lost. Shout out to Billy Moss. Big deal. It's 82 Billy Moss. Shout out to Billy Moss down in Florida. It's 82 degrees there. Yeah, I know, Billy. I know. I get those reports every day. So you remember, so this Jussie Smollett situation kind of reminds you of President Clinton when the folks stepped up. You know, big name black folks, Vernon Jordan, and a lot of these black leaders, Jesse Jackson, and these people spoke up for President Clinton. Spoke up. He's innocent. And you see, but now years later, we have the same, oh, not the same situation, but you have a situation where someone proclaimed something and everybody stepped up. So when Jussie Smollett came out with this story, everybody stepped up. You see, black folks, shout out to my nephew. He calls himself Papa Mercy Lago. Yeah, that's my nephew. The one to be showing his abs all over the place. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I had abs too when I was 25. I still got them. Not as much, but they still live. Shout out to my nephew. So yeah, so now we have this situation with Jussie Smollett. Now there's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of moving parts here with this thing, because now we have Jussie Smollett, who claimed to be harassed, beaten. Love you too, my nephew. Claimed to be harassed. Be careful out there. Harassed and beaten by two black. And you see, and these cats were cut up like my nephew. They were cut up like my nephew. They had plenty of abs. I wonder what was going on behind the scenes with that. But these two black men. Now, see, that, this is the other thing too. You have two African Americans with MAGA hats. I mean, really, shouting racial slurs and. It just was a disaster from the door. I mean, everybody's saying, well, what happened? How did it happen? Nobody's ever going to know what exactly happened. Nobody's ever going to know what was on his mind. Nobody's ever going to know. But I was thinking about this today, and I knew I was going to be talking about this situation. Because I did, in the beginning, tell all of y'all that, no, there's something wrong here. Something wrong here. South Lamont Gates, who says conservatives are bashing many of the Democratic representatives that took Smollett's side, but Trump originally believed the story also when he said it's horrible, can't get any worse. As humans, we tend to side with the victim. And as Americans, we love drama. Us Americans, we love to see a big person fall. We just love it. We love it when somebody famous goes down in flames. That's why Big Brother some of these shows, these variety reality shows, Love After Lockup and Survivor and all of these shows. And people love these shows because they're all about somebody falling on their face. And America loves a good fall on your face story. And you know, and I'm going to pull this up here as soon as I find it. What Commissioner, the Chicago superintendent, because I watched the story today. Chicago police superintendent opened his and I'm gonna take a look at this and see if I can find this the Chicago police news. I should have done this earlier. The Chicago police superintendent, when he opened his story, when he opened, and he said something very profound. I'm gonna talk about that in a minute once I come back from break. But yes, see, now I said in the beginning, I told all of y'all there's something wrong with this Jussie Smollett story. And you know, and I wanted Jussie to be innocent. I wanted him to be innocent. But as it turned out, he's not. Shout out to Al Elliott and shout out to Tuffy Ali, who I think are still here. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Sharon Allen Chambers got her, as I said earlier, Sharon Allen Chambers received the first Ron Kelly Show gift pack. She got it in the mail the other day. In that gift pack, there's a polo shirt just like this one I'm wearing right here, the same exact thing, along with a tote bag, a keychain with a bottle opener, and an ink pen, all emblazoned with, you see, all emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo, like, all over the place. So congratulations to Charlotte Chambers. Thank you for being a good listener, a loyal listener to the Ron Kelly Show. And more of these are going out as soon as I decide who's going to get them. Anyway, it's 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to or watching Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So this is the story now. And Lamont is right that conservatives are bashing. But see, I'm going to get into, I know I'm switching gears a lot here, but I'm going to get into the crazy left. No. Because I posted on my Facebook page about the crazy left and the 50,000 Democratic candidates is going to kill this election and may lead to a Trump double play. We're going to talk about all of that coming up in the Ron Kelly Show. But, so Jussie Smollett. And I want to know what everybody thinks. I mean, thank you, Lamont, for giving. Lamont always gives his opinion. Appreciate that, Lamont. But anybody else who has an opinion about Jussie, you can post it in the Ron Kelly Show feed. That's right next to my face here on the Facebook page. So you can do that anytime, and I'll respond to you. Anyway, it's just about 20 minutes past the hour. We'll take a break and come right back with more of this show. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
And we are back to Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. I got some comments here. Let me see, because I think that what the police superintendent said was very profound. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Right after the commercials. Okay, here we go.
Good morning, everyone. Before I get started on why we're here, as I look out into the crowd, I just wish that the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident. So this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Now, you see what he said in the beginning? He talked about there are a lot of people who are getting killed in Chicago every day. People are getting slaughtered, shot, stabbed, whatever the case may be. And it gets no attention at all. So, see, I think this police, he's the superintendent of Chicago Police Department. And I think he was very profound when he said that he wished that the gun The victims of gun violence got as much attention as Jesse Smollett, which it doesn't. Somebody got shot. Oh, well. Last time we didn't hear about it. You know, Jesse Smollett, who is one of the stars of a major television show, paid two people. He concocted a scheme to draw attention to. I really don't know why he did it, to tell you the truth. I can't figure it out. I have no idea why he did it. But he concocted a scheme to defraud, and God only knows why he did it. But he concocted a scheme that would, where he would look like he was a victim of racial and homophobic violence, which was not even true. So now we have a situation where, now look what it does for the black community, for example. Now, what is this going to do for the black community? Now, what's it going to do? Because now, you know, this is just like the doctor from Boston who swore up and down that a black man had carjacked his wife when it turned out that he killed his wife. But he was saying that a black person had carjacked his vehicle, which wasn't true. So now we have a black person that insinuating that there were white people who called him racial slurs, racial homophobic slurs. So anyway, I knew what the deal was with this. I knew that, you know, that it just didn't sound right to me from the very beginning. And lo and behold, it wasn't. Anyway, it's about 25 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show on my birthday, February 21st, 19-something. I didn't even think I was going to say it, did you? I'm glad to be here, glad to still be kicking, glad to still be healthy and all that good stuff. It's a blessing. So many people are dying these days, it's just kind of ridiculous. So it's a blessing to still be here, blessing to still be alive and kicking and being able to bring my radio show to the masses. So anyway, shout out to Bunny McKnight, who was just joining us. See you Saturday night. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, my little intimate gathering going to be going down for my birthday at Railroad Cigars. So all my cigar aficionados, I know you're who y'all know who you are, and my friends, you're invited to stop down to the intimate. We have some food and, you know, and stuff. So you're invited to come down to Railroad Cigars. Saturday night starts around 8 o'clock. And, you know, and come celebrate with me for my, they call it Born Day, they call it. Yeah. Wow, still at work. Wow. Bunny McKnight still at work. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so Trump, I just hate talking about the man. I just can't stand it. But, so now we have this situation with Jesse Smollett, which is going to reverberate throughout the black community. It really is, because now we have somebody who concocted a story, and this does wonders for Trump and Trump supporters. His supporters are dancing in the streets right now, because, you know, it isn't just Joe Schmo who did this. This is somebody who's world famous. Who did this? World famous African American who concocted a story. I don't know if it was specifically to defame Donald Trump, but the MAGA hats are something that Donald Trump used in his campaign. So this is going to reverberate throughout the black community. You see, and all the folks who stood up for him are probably seething right now. The folks who stood up and said, this is wrong. Why did you do this to him? Blah, 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 blah. We believe him. He was lying. So now you got to eat your words. But so far, we haven't heard anything from any of those folks, any of those famous folks, actors, and entertainment artists and such. I haven't heard anything from them yet about this Jesse Smollett revelation, which it really wasn't a revelation to me, because I knew. Well, I didn't know, but I always felt that there was something wrong here. So 27 minutes before the hour. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Let me see if I can get a little bit more of this. I want to play a little bit more of this this press conference with the Chicago Police Superintendent.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false chalk claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve.
Wow, powerful stuff there, brother. But African-American, he's the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, talking about Jussie Smollett and exhibiting his anger about it. Maybe I'm not angry about it, because I kind of knew from the very beginning that there was something wrong with this. Now, did I know for a fact that there was a problem here? No, I didn't know for a fact, but it just didn't seem right. From the very beginning, it just didn't seem right. You know, so now we have a situation where this man lied, and he's still denying everything, but he lied. I mean, the jig is up. You might as well confess, maybe get a little community service, paint some buildings in Chicago, and hopefully probation, because what he did was very serious, because they wouldn't have put a team of detectives on Mary Smith or Joe Brown, maybe Judge Joe Brown, but they wouldn't put a team of detectives on the average John Smith. Yeah. So when it was Jussie Smollett, who was a major star, the TV show Empire, they put everybody on it because they wanted to find out what happened, because this was with Jussie Smollett. I mean, people get mugged in Chicago all the time, every day. I'm sure somebody gets their pocketbooks snatched, or they get hemmed up in their hallway or something. I'm 100% sure of that. But they're not famous, so they don't get the attention that Jussie Smollett gets. So when this happened with Jussie Smollett, the Chicago PD was determined to try to find out who it was, because because Jussie Smollett is a major star, it affects the status of that town. Now, but when Mary Brown got robbed, nobody cared. You know, this is Jussie Smollett. This is the star of Empire, one of the stars of Empire. See, if you're on, this is the top story. This is the top story of the day. Jussie Smollett. This has been running for a while. And, you know, and the closer they got to the truth, or what they could think is the truth, the bigger the story got. The more holes that they developed, the more attention it got. Because in the beginning, it didn't get that much. I mean, it got some attention, but it was like the tennis player, Yannick Noah, who got tackled on the sidewalk in New York. You know, it had the same kind of effect. I mean, it was news, but it wasn't really news. But it became news when it started to become clear that Jussie Smollett might have been lying. That's when this became news. Prior to that, it was a news story. But then as things began to develop, that's when the story began to grow legs. You know, So the more it looked like Jussie Smollett was lying, the bigger the story got. She goes, America loves a downfall. Yeah. America loves a public lynching. Well, I don't want to say lynching, but America loves to see somebody fall, it seems. It's like the O.J. trial. The O.J. trial, there were millions of people watching that, glued to the television. I was one of them. Glued to the television, trying to find out what was going to happen to O.J. Simpson. Folks outside the courtroom, folks out in the street, hundreds of people, thousands of people out in the street watching the thing on closed-circuit television. Because America loves to see a person, loves to see stars burn. America loves that. And that's why these stories like Jussie and OJ and so many other folks who ran afoul of the law, that's why a lot of these situations, folks, they surround, they fly into them like like fireflies at a picnic. You see, you know, I guess it's because everybody can't be famous. You know, there's a lot of haters out there. Everybody can't be famous. Even with what I do, everybody can't do what I do. And I'm not famous. Shout out to Tim Cameron. So America loves a downfall. America loves somebody, you know, hitting the skids like an OJ, you know. And these stories get so much attention. OJ, Jussie Smollett, you know, so many other things that have happened to folks. I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about folks in general. Some of the things that have happened to folks. And America loves that. America loves to see people fall. America loves to see people burn. America loves when somebody hits skids, somebody who's famous. Like America would love to see Jeff Bezos go broke. You know, that would be big news. How can somebody worth $100 billion go broke? It's impossible, but it is possible. So that's why people watch. That's why Survivor has been on. Survivor is the corniest show I've ever seen in my life. It's been on 2 decades on a major network. More than 20 years, Survivor has been on TV. Why? Because, you know, you have the meeting, when they have the meeting and people get X'd out. And America loves somebody to get X'd out. They love it. Just like, you know, some of these other shows, Big Brother, Love After Lockup. When like Love After Lockup, for example, when the guy gets out of prison, and he gets married to the woman who's been waiting for him, or vice versa, and it doesn't work out. Oh, love it. Love it. Like Married at First Sight, when the couple, if you have never watched Married at First Sight, there's two people who've never met ever. The first time they meet, they get married. That's the premise of the. It sounds kind of ridiculous. But when people fall in America, it gets a lot of attention. When the high and mighty fall off their pedestals, it gets a lot of attention because that's what America loves, attention. I'll take a break and I'll come back and talk about B. Smith. Why is anybody, America's also nosy too, but take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the B. Smith situation. Everybody's all up in arms about B. Smith and her husband and the mistress who lives in a house with him. B. Smith, if you haven't heard, has dementia or the other one, old folks disease, and alleged. Well, I'll get into it. I don't want to start right now. I'll get into it. Shout out to everybody who's joined me tonight. I'm getting out of here. Thank you so much, everybody who wished me well on my birthday. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with a little bit more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, glad you're not bored. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, glad you're not bored. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. What's up, everybody? Thank you, Lamont Gates. As it is today, Lamont, the birthday is today. And thank you for your well wishes. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com on Ron Kelly's birthday. When you were younger, you know, you look forward to your birthday, going out in your 20s, 30s, like Lamont Gates is. And you, he's not in his 20s, but I believe he's still in his 30s. And you look forward to your birthday, but when you get to 40s and then 50s, you know, you're kind of like, because you want to grow up so bad. You want to grow up so bad. When I was young, I wanted to grow up so bad. When I was like 12, 13, 14, I wanted to be 18 so bad. Then I wanted to be 21 so bad. And then, you know, and then I became 30, and then I got to 40, and then you start like trying to press the brake pedal because you want to slow down. It's like, wait a minute, this, you know, I'm getting older. But, shout out to Lamont Gates. Thank you, Lamont, for your continued. Maybe Stephanie will give Stephanie the Ron Kelly Show gift packages. Or maybe Lamont can give her the tote bag. Because I don't think Lamont carries tote bags around. So anyway, it's 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to break out of here and go hang out with some of my friends for just a minute or two. There's work to be done tomorrow. But shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. One more time, Sharon Allen Chambers. Yay! Sharon Allen Chambers got her Ron Kelly Show gift pack. And if you're a friend of Sharon Allen Chambers, I believe she's going to put that stuff on the web. So you'll be able to see what Sharon Allen Chambers received courtesy of the Ron Kelly Show. See, we have to give away stuff too. We're not big guys, but we do like they do. And you too can receive a gift. There's more. There's more. You too can receive a gift pack, Ron Kelly Show gift pack, if you are selected randomly from the folks who actually watch this program. So shout out to Jimmy from High Above Media. High Above Media is the sponsor of Ron Kelly Show. I'll give you that information before I break out of here. Well, you can get in touch with this man who's an absolute genius, and I've dealt with him myself. And I don't like to advertise for people unless I've dealt with them or they give me an obscene amount of money. Then I'll say whatever they want me to say. But, High Above Media, Jimmy, I'll give you Jimmy's. HighAboveMedia.net, first of all, is the website. HighAboveMedia.net. Anything you need to do in regards to media websites, indoor advertising, flash screens, he can do it all. So check out Jimmy. High Above, I think that's the name of the thing. I'm a bad sponsor, High Above Media. Okay, it's just about 15 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show, .com. It's about 19 minutes before the program is over, The Ron Kelly Show. So yeah, okay. So finally, the jig is up. Actually, maybe I shouldn't use that word jig because that's what they used to call us. that's one of the many words they used to call us back in the day. Jig. God, I'm so sick of Facebook. I don't mean sick of it, but man, some of the stuff that I see posted on Facebook is. I don't post for likes. And I've said that, you know, and I had thousands of likes on my Facebook page, thousands. on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, more than 5,000. But I don't post for likes. This is 4,900 followers and 5,000 likes. So the followers are more important than the likes are important too, but the followers are more important. The followers are followers. You know, they're not just people who like and move on. They're followers who follow you. And you know, in these days, we measure, some people measure their worth by how many followers they got, how many likes they get. You know, some people measure their worth by that. So if they post something and nobody likes it, they start feeling bad. You know, nobody likes what I posted. So what? See, because I don't get a lot of likes for what I post. Because I post the truth. I'm not posting for likes. I don't post to get people to like me. I don't post for shock value and all that stuff. When I post something on Facebook, I post what I really want to post. I try to post something that's relevant because it's, you know, popularity is easy, you know. And I'd rather be relevant than popular myself. I'd rather be relevant. I think being relevant is more important than being popular. Because popularity comes and goes, you know. Look at, you know, some of the majors, some of the stars, you know. Just popularity comes and goes. It's here 1 minute, it's gone the next. We see what relevancy stays. Relevancy remains. But popularity can go at any time. You do something wrong, boom, your popularity is gone. Yeah. But when you're relevant, for me, it's better. That's why I don't gripe about, you know, because I don't get it. Sometimes I don't get no likes either. I mean, so I may say something and nobody like it. But when I say something and nobody likes it, that means I said something good. No. That means I said something good. If I make a statement and nobody likes it, then I said something good. So that's how I look at it. So don't measure your self-worth by likes and whether people like you. Now, if some people get 200 or 300 likes on every time they sneeze, you know. People that I know, you know, they get a whole bunch of likes. 150 likes. Shout out to Gil, Maisto Jr. Shout out to Gil and Aaron, too. I don't see Aaron here, but shout out to Aaron as well. Gil's son. So some people attach their worth to how many people like their stuff. I don't give nobody don't like my stuff. I mean, I just hope you like my show, yeah, but, you know, you don't tie your self-worth to Facebook likes. I gotta have a Facebook persona. So I'm gonna be Mr. Rogers on Facebook and, you know, and Mr. Devil when I'm out in the street. So anyway. So yeah, so Jesse, poor Jesse. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Gil. Shout out to my nephew, Charles W. Turner III, who's also here as well. So I'm having my get together. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Gil. Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Railroad, 189 Pulaski Street in Newark. Funny police there, so you don't have nothing to worry about. I mean, police own the place, actually. Police own the place, so you got nothing to worry about. That's one of the reasons I like it. Because police, former police and current police own the place. So, you know, so there's a level of feeling protected. I know I do when I go there. When you go in there, you look in the parking lot, you see all these PBA plates, PBA, and not all, because you don't even know who they are once you go inside, because they're not in uniform. Some of them are just there. You just go in the parking lot, PBA plates, PBA, FOP, stuff, you know, so you're like, okay. So my birthday celebration, my cigar aficionados, my good friends and folks who participated in my life today, you know, you're welcome to come. There's going to be food and drinks and stuff. So you're welcome to come. It's 189 Railroad Cigars, name of the place, Railroad Cigars. 189 Pulaski Street in Newark. Starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, the R. Kelly birthday celebration. Okay, it's time for me to smoke a cigar. I haven't smoked a cigar in 2 days. I'm not hooked on them, but, you know, it's very relaxing. Shout out to my nephew who wished me a happy birthday today. You know, and it's nice, you know. It's nice. I got nothing to be ashamed of. I just thank my God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me to still be here after this short period of time. to still be around. And because people are dying all the time. I just stuff just happens. Car accidents. And just recently around here, for the folks, I moved away from the national show for a moment. Right on Route 23, the other day, somebody drunk or high on opiates who had a prior DUI conviction, mind you, runs into a gas station, kills a father and son, and the father's son, 17 years old, and the gas station attendant was 25 years old. So it's a dad, a 17-year-old, and a 25-year-old, all dead because this piece of dirt decided he wanted to use dope or take opiates, whatever the case may be, before he got in his car. That's why I say 25 to life. You see, that's why people keep doing this stuff. And the governor and the state legislature are afraid the liquor. I don't know what they're afraid of, but there should be more severe penalties for people who commit DUIs and DWIs. Because there's three people that are dead because of this a-hole. And you can't get that back. So, Governor Murphy, do something. All right, it's 11 minutes before the hour. What's with the B. Smith stuff? I mean, women are like up in arms over this B. Smith situation. People just don't know how to mind their business. Mind your business, because who knows what's going on in that household? Who knows B. Smith allegedly has Alzheimer's, and the husband, B. Smith's husband, does not have Alzheimer's. So his mate, because his wife is incapacitated now, she's gone. So he has his mate, white woman, living in the house with him, his mate. So it's three's company. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Three's company, too. Anyway, it's not funny, but so B. Smith, her husband, and this white woman, who's supposed to be B. Smith's husband's paramour, for lack of a better word, are all living in the same house. And women are up in arms. The women are like flipping out because B. Smith is in the house with her husband and her husband's mistress, so to speak. And everybody's flipping. Everybody's, the women especially, black women are like flipping out over this. We don't know, nobody knows what decisions. Yeah, thank you, brother. Nobody knows what the decision, if there was a decision made. Nobody knows. Let's say, for example, that B. Smith knew she was, maybe she was diagnosed with an early onset. Now, who knows if she didn't give her husband permission to bring the woman into the house. Now, I think that's kind of grimy to bring the woman in the house. I agree with that. But we don't know what agreement they may have made before he brought her in the house. We don't know. The black women are like highly upset, posting on Facebook all these nasty comments about B. Smith and her husband. It's mind your business. That ain't your business. What are you going to do about it anyway? Nothing. No. But we get upset when folks do stuff, especially to the high and mighty, the rich and famous. When they fall, people love it. Love to see somebody fall. Even amongst the little people like us, somebody gets their car repossessed. Oh, talking about it left and right. Somebody gets fired from their job. Oh, I got to call so-and-so to talk about Joe Schmo, who just got fired from his job or lost the apartment or, you know, they repossessed the vehicle. You know what I mean? Folks get kicks out of that. Like, love it. So even for little people like us, there are other folks who get a kick out of seeing you fall. And with the Jussie Smollett thing, folks are, you know, like I said, in the beginning, it was just an incident. In the beginning. When the Jussie Smollett stories first came out, it was an incident. But as the case unraveled, that's when it began to get more and more attention. Because with the potential that Jussie Smollett was lying, when it became clearer and clearer, when rock after rock was being overturned and they were finding worms underneath, that's when the story began to gain traction, because it became apparent that maybe Jussie Smollett was lying. And that's when the story began to grow. So you go on YouTube right now, every story from the top of the page to the bottom is about Jussie Smollett. It's because America's fascinated with the downfall of the rich and famous. Fascinated. America's fascinated with that. Love to see somebody go down. That's the American way. Just like Court TV. Remember when Court TV used to be? I don't know why that went off, because everybody was watching it. Court TV. So with the OJ trial and the lady with the baby, I can't think of her name right now. The lady who was alleged to have killed a baby. I forget her name. I can't think of it right now. Her trial. The other trial was a girl who I'm way off tonight. But yeah, all these trials. And Court TV, people were glued to the television set when Court TV, because just before, I remember the OJ trial, I was watching it too. Because America loves a good, America loves a good nosedive. That's what we do. We love it. So when somebody's going down for the count, we are right there loving it. Shout out to Charles Bethea. Yeah, so when somebody goes down, we love it. So this is why the Jussie Smollett story gained so much momentum. Because in the beginning, it was just, oh, well, move on. But then as the detectives, the questions began to pop up, that's when people started paying attention to the Jussie Smollett story. But prior to that, nobody cared. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully the brother will get some help. I'm not saying that he's has mental issues, but hopefully he'll get some help. And, hopefully he'll get some help. All right, it's time to go. I'm going to break it out of here. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you much for your birthday wishes. I will come back on Facebook tomorrow and formally thank everybody. So thank people on Facebook, LinkedIn. Man, nobody said anything on Instagram. Well, I didn't put it on Instagram either, so nobody over there knew. Anyway, I'm off into the wild blue yonder, or wild black yonder, because it's dark now. And once again, congratulations to Shine Island Chambers, who received their Ron Kelly Show gift pack. You might get one, too. Just keep watching the Ron Kelly Show. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to break out of here. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Thanks for your continued support of the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to High Above Media. For all the work that you do, and you got a really good website coming up pretty soon, so you guys watch out for that. All right, I'm out of here, everybody. Take care of yourself. Be well. Remember this. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can definitely have it all. Thanks so much. I'm done.